How would you like to hear this?
Take me back to the sweet times, the hot nights. Everything is going to be all right in the summertime.
Hey, Rob, it's happening the 27th of March, Roche's Day. Sunset Sounds aboard 13 Aussie legends set to rock the winery.
This is going to be awesome.
Yeah.
The list of bands and acts at this thing, it's going to be one heck of a day, and no matter what you're doing on that day at this point, change it and get there.
Great Australian music, including Thirsty Merc. The main man from Thirsty Merc is Ray Thistlethwaite, and he joins us this morning. Good morning, Ray.
Hey, Ray.
How are you guys?
Yeah, good, buddy. Mate, it's slowly but surely getting back to normal.
It is, yes. It's been a bit of a marathon, hasn't it? But, yeah, it's feeling pretty good now. There's quite a few gigs in the book, and looking forward to coming up to the Hunter on the 27th.
Mate, what did you do last year in the downtime?
I went ice skating a lot. I played a lot of piano. I wrote some very strange songs reflecting the times we were in, practiced scat singing. It was pretty strange.
Yeah, fair enough. Is any of this new music going to start? We're going to start seeing you playing it?
I mainly put stuff on Instagram and Facebook, really. I did actually do a bit of recording with the boys down in Melbourne at the end of the year when the borders opened up again. So we will be finishing that off and releasing that sometime this year.
Unreal. My wife is a huge fan of you guys. She saw you at the Terry Hills Tavern last time you were there, and she said it was just all time. I was a bit jealous because she said, "You're not coming." She took a girlfriend instead and left me home with the kids.
Don't you hate that?
Yeah.
Poor Rob. He hasn't forgiven you since, right?
Yeah.
I actually remember that gig. It was actually, I'm not trying to make you feel bad, but it was a real stonker of a show.
Oh, right, yeah.
but you guys can come down on the 27th, though.
Yeah,
oh, get
exactly.
Up close and personal. That's right. I'll send a photo back.
It was when that she kept calling Rob Ray. That's when she really took offence. Offence, mate. Hey, mate, what about with yourself and the band? What are the other boys were doing last year?
Well, it was a bit of a forced break in a way. I mean, it's good to take a break every now and then, but it's sort of difficult when it's got to be at a time when you may not have wanted to. Like me, we just sort of sat around for the first few months waiting to just see what the rules were going to be. I mean, we all thought it was going to be maybe a 6-week thing, you know, like a Zika virus or a bird flu. But then we all sort of had to, just focus on different things. They were more sort of just the wholesome round the house stuff, really. And things that musos do is sort of write music and record in your home studios and do fitness stuff and just try and keep mentally sane. It was hard. It was a real hard time.
True, because you're half on the starting blocks. You're sitting there at the edge of the pool waiting for the gun to go off, and it just never went.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
But, reflecting, I know when I was talking to my missus, because we had a 6-week lockdown, which you probably were in that with New South Wales as well, and then after we all came back to normal, Kirst said, I didn't mind that lockdown. There wasn't as much traffic on the roads.
My garden's never looked so good.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, it's true.
There were benefits to it, and I think everyone was a bit more relaxed, and as you said, got so many things done around the home.
You guys should have done gigs at Bunnings because they went off.
I know.
Nothing stops them. Mate, this is going to be 13 Aussie legends. This is going to be a great night at Roche Estate, 27th of March. Absolutely brilliant.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. The multi-band stuff's really where you get to catch up with everyone. So, it's always a good hang backstage, good hang on stage. And, it's a great way to take in, the whole cross-section of Australian music
in one
day.
It is, because you've got Ross Wilson there doing his classics, then Shannon Knoll, our good mate Mark Gable from Choir Boys.
Yeah, local boy Mark Gable.
Legend. Yeah, he's a legend. He's our local boy. And even Glenn Shorrock, Richard Clapton. I love Richard. He's just sensational.
He is. Really good boys.
Awesome. Yeah.
Yeah, and I just may or may not be crowd surfing at the time just to get one back over my wife.
I'll be looking out for it.
All right, nice.
Ray, you won't miss him. That's for sure.
There's plenty of me.
Yeah.
All right, Ray.
Thanks very much. Tickets available from Ticket Tech. As always, mate, it's good to catch up. It's good to see the boys, the bands, everyone's back together and able to perform throughout this country again. It's really good stuff.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for the chat.
Yeah, good on you, Ray.
I apologise to anyone in advance who may get my butt in their face crowd surfing.
They've got to pick you up first.
Yeah. Oh, it ain't take 10 people. Take, 10 kilos each.